have not been telling the truth. I hate to say that people are lying, but here is a situation where folks are lying. For people to suggest that I and the Illinois Medical Society were somehow in favor of withholding life-saving support from an infant born alive is ridiculous. It's one thing for people to disagree with me about the issue of choice. It's another for people to out and out misrepresent my positions repeatedly, even after they know that they're wrong, and that's what's been happening.
That's Senator Barack Obama in an interview with the Christian Broadcasting Network recently. Who is he talking about? He's talking about National Right to Life, the largest and national pro-life group. He says they're lying. I'm Todd Wilkin. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Thursday, August the 21st. We invite your questions and your comments, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. We're going to talk with Douglas Johnson of National Right to Life, get his reaction to what Senator Obama and his campaign have been saying lately. And then Dr. David Adams will be our guest. We'll spend the better part of this hour talking about the order of creation. 1-877-623-MYIE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, earlier this afternoon, I talked with Doug Johnson, Legislative Director for National Right to Life. I began by asking him what's going on between National Right to Life and Senator Obama.
Well, what's been going on is that Senator Obama has a rather extreme record on life issues, on abortion, and also on the issue of the protection of infants who are born alive during abortions. The record is documented, but since he's now seeking the office of the presidency, and even before that, he's gone to some lengths to try to obscure that record. And on this particular issue that's been developing recently, the issue of infants born alive during abortions, he's gone to some rather extraordinary lengths to try to deflect attention away from his actual record. A couple of weeks ago, we were able to obtain and released some official documents from the Illinois legislature, where, of course, he used to serve as a state senator before becoming a U.S. senator. And these documents demonstrated that he had, in a committee that he himself chaired in the year 2003, killed a bill called the Born Alive Infants Protection Bill, which was copied from a federal law that had been enacted the previous year without any dissenting vote by any member of either party of Congress. For the last 4 years, Obama had insisted that if he had been in Congress, he would have supported that law, and yet now we were able to document that he, in fact, had exactly the same thing before him in his own committee, and he led his committee Democrats in voting it down in 2003. His response to that, the release of those documents, was to give a televised interview in which he said three times that we were lying. He used that word, lying. We challenged Obama or his people to either declare the documents to be forgeries and call for an official investigation or to apologize. Within 24 hours, they did admit that it was true, that the committee meeting had occurred, that they had voted down a bill that was identical, that Obama had opposed it, and then they tried to change the subject. We're still waiting for the apology.
I'm reading Mr. Obama appeared to misstate his position in a CBN interview on Saturday. The campaign yesterday acknowledged that he had voted against an identical bill, that is the one you've been talking about here, in the state Senate. Does he still maintain, Senator Obama, that if he had had an opportunity to look at this bill while he was U.S. Senator, he would have supported the Born Alive Infants Protection Act?
Well, he has said that so many times, and he can hardly change it because it would put him in the position even more clearly of being beyond the extreme of even any of the most liberal members of Congress. But in fact, the bill that he opposed, that he killed in his own committee, was a replica of the federal bill. You know, so there are really two issues here. There's one, the misleading statements, not just misinformation, not just a little bit of spin, but he has been asserting for 4 years directly the opposite of what it now turns out had occurred in his own committee. Beyond just the misrepresentations, he has literally slandered people who were telling the truth. not just us, but Bill Bennett back in June had said pretty much the same thing and was attacked by the Obama campaign within hours and so forth. So a pattern of 4 years of misrepresentation, vehement attacks, and even slanders against those who asserted what they now admit was the truth. But underneath all that is the substance of his position. And this is why he continues to, this is why he engaged in these misrepresentations to begin with, to try to keep the substance of his position from coming into focus. And this is why the Obama campaign is now desperately trying to change the subject and to come up with new reasons for why he supposedly opposed this bill back in 2003, reasons that were never mentioned until the past week, mind you. Why does he go to such lengths? Because the position that he took, the position that he articulated on the floor of the Illinois Senate in the year 2003 is a position that very few Americans would find palatable or agree with. And his position basically was that this bill violated Roe versus Wade. Now, when I say this bill, you have to understand, it was a very simple bill. It was only three sentences long. And all it said, in essence, was that once a baby is all the way outside the mother and has a heartbeat or is breathing or moving, that that baby is to be regarded as a legal person, regardless of how premature the baby is, and regardless of whether the baby got to be born through an abortion or some other way, that they would have the same legal status. And Senator Obama in 2001 gave a speech on the floor of the Illinois Senate, and he was the only senator to speak against the bill. And he said that that violated his understanding of Roe versus Wade because it applied to what he called the pre-viable fetus. And he was right. It applied regardless of whether the baby had lung development sufficient to live indefinitely, which is what we mean when we say viable. It applied to babies, for example, that were being born in the fifth month, that labor was being induced, and these babies were being deliberately aborted alive in the fifth month. Their lungs are too immature for them to survive indefinitely, to survive long term, but they are often born alive. People don't realize there's about a whole month period or even more in which human infants are capable of being born alive, but their lungs are not yet developed enough for long-term survival. And Obama was saying those are just pre-viable fetuses. Okay, he doesn't recognize those as babies. This bill would say explicitly that they are persons, and he opposed that because he said that's a violation of Roe versus Wade. Now, that's the position he articulated. And as recently as this week, his campaign put out a fact sheet, they call it, or a memo, in which once again he pointed to this bill as violating what he sees as the principles of Roe versus Wade. Again, the bill doesn't say anything about unborn children. The bill doesn't speak to the period before live birth. It speaks only to the legal status of babies after they're fully born and alive. So the only way to understand the Obama position is that he believes Roe versus Wade extends even beyond the womb. He believes that the baby whose lungs are not yet developed enough to survive long term should not be recognized as a human person, as a legal person. And on that basis, he opposed this legislation.
I'm wondering what you make of a statement that he made Saturday when he was at a Saddleback Civil Summit on the presidency. He was asked by the host of that summit, Pastor Rick Warren, when does a baby get human rights? And his response was, well, answering that question with any specificity is above my pay grade.
Well, that's a rather frightening statement coming from someone who wants to be the president of the United States. The president, among other things, is the chief law enforcement officer of the country. The president is sworn to protect the constitutional rights of persons. How can the president of the United States protect human rights if he doesn't know who a person is? How can he protect human rights if he doesn't know who's human? Obama was not even willing to say in that exchange, birth. He wasn't even willing to commit himself to the birth line. Which takes us back to this issue that we're talking about. in his 2001 speech, and I would say by my reading even in his memo of the past week, his campaign's memo, he does not regard the point of delivery as a crucial demarcation. He was not willing to recognize these premature, so-called pre-viable, living, squirming babies as humans because their stage of development was, in his view, insufficient for them to achieve that status. Now, keep in mind, he heard firsthand the testimony of nurses who said, "We found these babies who'd been boarded alive in the soiled utility room at our hospital." He heard testimony from a nurse, Jill Stanek, who said she held one of these babies for 45 minutes until he died in her arms. But in his mind, because they were not sufficiently developed to survive long term, they should not be afforded the status of human persons. And that's why he opposed this bill. Now, we had a federal bill, you know, that this was copied from. And when it was first introduced in 2000, I was there in the room while the National Abortion Rights Action League handed out a press release that vehemently attacked the bill. And they said exactly the same thing. They said this is an attack on Roe versus Wade because it applies to pre-viability. And it did. And it didn't matter to them that it only applied to these babies if they were all the way born. Okay? It didn't matter to them. They still said that's a violation of Roe versus Wade because they're not yet, quote, viable. And, you know, they had a mass revolt, so to speak, by the pro-abortion members of Congress. Not a single liberal member of the House Judiciary Committee was willing to follow them on that position. And when the bill got to the floor, it passed 380-15. This is in the year 2000. So 380-15, the U.S. House repudiated this notion that you can have a fully born human breathing with a heartbeat, gasping for breath there, who's not a human being under the law. They said, no, we're not going there, all but 15. But that's the position that Senator Obama took in the state Senate in 2001, and I believe that that is still his position.
Douglas Johnson is a regular guest. He's legislative director for National Right to Life based in Washington, D.C. And, Doug, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
When we come back from this break, Dr. David Adams on the order of creation, God, Christ, man, woman. Why is it important? We'll find out after this.